Connections are not about how many people you know, but the quality of the ties. When mentioning connections, many people's first reaction is how many contacts are in their address book and how many friends are in their circle. But what truly helps at critical moments is often not quantity, but the few people who know you, trust you, and are willing to speak for you. The essence of connections is tie quality, not contact quantity. The value of one high-quality connection may exceed 100 names lying in an address book. Rather than pursuing breadth, operate on depth. There are three criteria for judging the quality of a connection: whether it can provide substantial help when you need it, whether it is willing to proactively pass opportunities to you, and whether the relationship benefits both sides rather than one-way extraction. From the perspective of social capital, connections are the trust network you can mobilize. Its value is not in who you know, but in who is willing to respond seriously when you reach out. Many people treat connections as a deposit that can be cashed at any time, thinking of others only when needed. But real connections are like plants; they need continuous watering or they slowly wither. So the first step in managing connections is to change the mindset, from collecting contacts to nurturing relationships. The former relies on adding people, the latter relies on sincerity. There is another fact worth noting: the quality of your connections self-validates. As your capability grows and your reputation improves, quality people proactively move closer to you, forming a positive loop. Managing connections is, to some extent, managing a better version of yourself. Try a connection checkup, go through your address book and list separately the people you have talked to, helped, and chatted with over the past year. This list will honestly tell you whether your connections are assets or just names. There is also a plain truth about managing connections: people you have helped will remember you, people you only think of when in need will drift away. In the ledger of relationships, goodwill you give out never loses. The three-layer structure of a connection system: strong ties, weak ties, and potential ties. Connections are not a flat plane but a layered system. By tie strength, they can be divided into three layers: strong ties, weak ties, and potential ties. The management strategy for each layer is completely different. Strong ties are your core circle, including family, close friends, long-term collaborators, and mentors. They provide emotional support and key endorsements. They need not be many in number, but they require the deepest maintenance. Weak ties are people you know but are not close to, such as former colleagues, industry peers, and people met at events. Research repeatedly shows that many important opportunities come precisely from weak ties, because they are in circles you are not familiar with. Potential ties are connections not yet established but worth managing, such as employees of target companies and practitioners in fields you want to enter. Their value lies in the future and requires you to sow seeds in advance. The three layers are not static but fluid. Potential ties become weak ties through contact, and weak ties upgrade to strong ties through cooperation and trust. Once you understand the layers, you will not treat everyone the same way. Invest depth in strong ties, keep warmth in weak ties, and leave room for potential ties. The layers also have a practical value, helping you decide energy allocation. Strong ties cost more to maintain but give stable returns. Weak ties cost little to maintain but may bring surprises. Potential ties require little investment but need long-term vision. The simplest criterion for judging which layer a connection belongs to is how much time you are willing to spend on it. Those you are willing to spend time deepening are strong ties; those you keep in occasional touch with are weak ties. The three layers also remind us: do not push every connection toward the strong tie direction. Some relationships are best left at the weak tie state. Overly deep binding sometimes means overly high expectations and pressure. Building connections, starting from a single contact. Building a connection does not require a big scene. It often starts from a concrete touch point, an exchange at a meeting, a request for help, or a jointly participated project. The key is to leave an impression. The core of leaving an impression is providing value. Whether sharing useful information or offering a helpful suggestion, what you can give others determines whether they are willing to remember you. The follow-up after initial contact decides the starting point of the relationship. Sending a brief message within 24 hours and mentioning the specific content you discussed makes the other person feel valued. Do not rush to ask when building connections. Raising needs at the first contact makes people feel it is a transaction. Build goodwill first, then talk cooperation, order matters. Connections should also be targeted. Rather than attending 100 vague events, precisely know 10 key people related to your goals. Quality always precedes quantity. Finally, record every effective contact, who the person is, their background, what was discussed, and how you can help each other. Records are the foundation of a connection system. There is also a mindset for building connections. Be the one who reaches out first. Greet proactively, introduce yourself proactively, and offer help proactively. Waiting passively for others to come to you loses a great many opportunities. Impression management after meeting also matters. Authenticity leaves a stronger memory than perfection. Moderately showing professionalism and sincerity makes people more willing to approach than a deliberately crafted halo. Also learn to listen when building connections.